Good evening, church. I am so glad to be here in this wonderful occasion. I bring you greetings on behalf of the Christian Church Disciples of Christ in Tennessee and all of the sister congregations who make up this body. Ordination to Christian ministry is preceded by study, work, and prayer, guided by the Spirit of God. I now call on representatives of the sponsoring congregation and of the Christian Church Disciples of Christ in Tennessee and family to present Reverend Kim Murray and Dr. Kwali Seymour to offer their witness to the readiness for ordination.
Good evening. This oil ain't cheap, and it didn't come easy. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. I am Reverend Dr. Deborah Reed, here representing the Christian Church Disciples of Christ, the Tennessee region, Commission on Ministry. I see one of my commission members is here as well. Dwayne Bell out of Nashville has come down here. But as such, today, we are confirming that Reverend Dr. Qualis Tipton Seymour and Reverend Kim Elise Murray have been nurtured through a process of preparation for public leadership in the church, have been examined concerning the Christian faith and manner of life, and have been approved for ordination. And let me just go ahead and add, Dr. Murray is a part of the commission as well. Now may God bless Dr. Seymour and Reverend Murray, and I just want to leave this with you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. That's from John, the 5th chapter, the 16th verse. I need you to tuck that in your pocket and don't forget it. God bless you.
Dr. Williams, Dr. Murray, and certainly to Dr. Qualis and Reverend Kim, thank you for including me in this sacred and special service. On behalf of Memphis Theological Seminary, certainly we want to acknowledge again the presence of Dr. Keith Norman, who serves on the Board of Trustees of Memphis Theological Seminary. I would ask at this time if all of those who have studied at Memphis Theological would stand, that we might acknowledge your presence. You may be seated. It was just a generation ago that those who looked like us and were a part of our faith tradition, they would consistently and intentionally confused the word seminary with cemetery. And that's because they believed that seminary was a place to go to bury your ministry. That is to say that you would be required to forget your commitment to your context and your culture, to sacrifice your tradition and your history on the altar of modern day theology. But keep in mind, this was the same generation who believed that gender was not a part of God's great design, and that if God called you, all you'd have to do is open your mouth and God would give you what to say. But thanks be to God, when you know better, You do better. We now understand that femininity is a blessing to Christianity, and that you cannot preach without preparation. You cannot pastor without understanding position, power, and process. We understand that now. It was the Apostle Paul who, when reflecting upon the pain, the perils, the problem, the process of preparation, who said, I am now ready. Having had the joy of participating in the process of preparation for Dr. Qualis, soon to be Dr. Kim, having engaged in the equipping prior to the elevation, on behalf of Memphis Theological Seminary, I say to Dr. Williams, to Dr. Murray, to the committee, and to the congregation, they are now ready.
Good evening. My name is Brian Didlake. I stand before you as the sitting chairman of Northern Temple Praise Christian Church, Disciples of Christ. We, the members of Northern Temple Praise Christian Church, do hereby affirm and support the ordination of Reverend Kim Murray and Dr. Qualis Seymour. As ministers of ATOP, both have represented our church in the highest manner of teaching and preaching, in the Christian church. This affirmation comes with the belief that both Reverend Murray and Dr. Seymour will continue to walk worthy in the calling of God, to which God has called them within the body of Christ. I thank you.
Good afternoon, ATOP. I'm Portia Harper, better known as Lady Kim's sister. There are three siblings, myself, Lady Kim, and our brother Michael, in that order. Every one of us here, as a child of God, are blessed with the confirmation of God's work for us, through us, and in us. We each must recognize it. On our first recognition of God's work for our family was very long ago, traveling in a car with our parents going home from a Christmas party very late at night. We were on a major expressway in Chicago, and our mother had told us that due to some family finance issues, we were not going to have Christmas that year, not even a Christmas tree. You can imagine two grammar schoolers and a kindergarten hearing that news. But Mama said that we were together as a family and that God will provide. A few minutes later, a flatbed truck loaded with Christmas trees passed us on the left and hit a pothole.